Hello, everybody.
Hi, even though I totally wasn't.
Hello.
Whatever. It's good.
Yeah, the Hanukkah. Those Hanukkah.
So you believe in that?
Why? What's there to believe in?
Whatever this mystical Indian is about the like it's the end of Yom Kippur or the end of the
Okay. We believe in it. Yes, we believe in all mystical things. We don't know exactly what they are, but we believe in them. Why shouldn't we believe in Kabbalah? The Grah believed in Kabbalah. So,
what about the Noda B'Yehuda's tshuva where he questions the authenticity of the Zohar?
Okay, but even if you question, but everyone agrees with the concept of Kabbalah. Might not have been Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, okay? So somebody else, a great person. Don't make trouble. To some people, they only know the controversial topics.
Well, I have family.
Like the guy that comes over to me and says, "What do you do with? What do you say about the Rabbeinu Ephraim that says about
Yemen's a werewolf?"
I never heard of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Did you ever read
anything? A few times?
Everything, read anything in the Sefer Rabbeinu Ephraim. I'm sure the guy never read one thing in Rabbeinu Ephraim. I don't think he ever heard of him. But this he knows. So you gotta, stay away from all the controversial.
Did someone ask Rabbi about this?
People that aren't Eretz Yisrael, they know every Chazal about how amazing mitzvah is to live in Eretz Yisrael. And any other mitzvah they don't know about. You gotta learn all the mitzvahs. Everything, balance. Chavetz Chaim, they only know about the fire, You gotta be balanced. So don't get into these, but we do all those kind of goes about a thing. Mistama. Whatever it is, it is. Okay. Anyway, don't have to make yourselves into nappy tires. Okay, let's get started. So we said we were going to do two things. We were going to get into Halach, which I did not really find so much Hesber in, so maybe we won't get into it. And we were going to go weiter. So maybe we should just go weiter. And we'll leave for Halach, where we'll see what happens. I didn't see any clear Meir Malkam that really discusses to my satisfaction, to my understanding, Halach so well. But somehow or another, Halach is a Svara. Pashup Shad, Halach is a Svara, the way there's a Shita Mekubetz says that asks the Kasha. The Shita on Taisus. Saiva says, Ma'atzad HaShava. It's a Taina Chashuva. That's the Taisus here we did. On the, if you don't hold the Rav Chiya Kamais, so then it's very simple. Halach is Pater, because you don't have a whole, there's a Begam in the Hodah, because you don't know the Rav Chiya Kamais, then it could be you need a Hodah. And Halach's not a real Hodah. That's what the people seem to say. But if you hold Rav Chiya Kamais, you don't need a Hodah. Haraya, this age without Hodah is also Chayah. So why should Halach be any different? So what's the story of this age? And Taisus says, it's a Taina Chashuva. So Halach also should be a Taina Chashuva. So there's a Shita that says that Halach's not a Taina Chashuva. I don't really understand the logic, but the Shita on that Taisus says that since Halach makes it considered like two separate Tainas, so it breaks it in half, so it doesn't become like a Taina Chashuva. I don't really understand what
does that mean. It's basically like a kofar akol and a moda b'kol.
Yes, that's basically, and therefore it's not called the Taina Chashuva. Taina Chashuva is when you're moda b'mixes. But this is right. That's exactly what he seems to say. I don't really, to be honest, I don't understand it. You know, but that's what there's. You look in the sheet on Tavis Hatzara Shabbos, a little teeny sheet does from the Gilyan. That's what he does say. So let's go weiter. I don't understand it so well. So we just go weiter. Okay. So we're up to the Gemara on the bottom of Daud Amaral. Okay, Maisvi. So we have a Gash, we have a Machlaikas. We just had a Machlaikas between Rav Chia and Rav Sheshes, whether Chelef is Chayev or Impater. So Maisvi, Sloim, Dinoim, if the star, Rashi says, star Shekazablo, Ploni, Lavam, Iploni, Sloim. So Pirish Kama. So the star says Sloim, but doesn't say how many. Very, very strange case, because a person wrote a star. He obviously wrote a star because he wants evidence. So why would it be that they wouldn't write in the star how many? It's like it's just a Monday case. But that's the case. You don't usually, the Gemara doesn't usually, okay.
Maybe got erased.
That's not what the Gemara doesn't say, got erased. That's not what it says. That would make a nafkamina probably. But let's see.
Now Rashi says clearly not that l'chach l'hutzrach l'forish.
Yes, right. So
Rashi says below pirish. It doesn't explain it, right?
Look at the next Rashi, Bring ahead, skip that. So what happens? When Shimon was there, Omer, Hova, Hoida, Mixes, Hatayim. So again, so Ma'av, Omer, Chamesh, V'loiva, Omer, Shalosh. So the Loiva says it's three. Because everybody agrees the Stam Star means two. And that's what Rashi says, that the Pashtus in the Star is two.
I'm sorry, Rebbe said that it would make a chilek if it was, and then it got erased. Why would that make a chilek? Either way, I don't know what it is.
Let's wait till we read the Gemara. Give us a chance. Because the next Rashi in Eishim Eishaved, it might sound like it might make a chilek. But let me read it. But the star is mashma too, because it didn't say anything. Now you come along and say three, and the Malva says five. So it's a Maida b'mixes, because you could have said two. If you would have said two, you would have been naming with two, because the star only proves two. Instead, you said three. So you have, that's a regular Maida b'mixes. It's a regular Maida b'mixes, you swear. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Omer ain had a kamesha avei no pater. Rabbi Kiva says that you have a mesha avei. In other words, pashup shat mesha avei is something like a migud, meaning I say every mode that mixes is also mesha avei. I could have been kaifra kol. So Teretz says that of every mode that mixes, Taisus says. The Gemara asks, Rabbi asks Akasha, why isn't every Maid that mixes a Meshav Aveda? That's how Rashi learns Akasha. And they Mamra Taira, but Ochashro can Meshav Aveda. And you could have been Kai for Akko. So the Teretz is, every Maid that mixes is not Meshav Aveda, because they ain't other Meyas. Because there's more Ha'aza, the more you deny, the more there's Ha'aza. And three, whatever. But here, what Rabbi Kiva Pashup Shat means is Meshav Aveda. I ain't other Meyas. So what's the answer?
Is there star? Back him up. What do you mean?
What does it mean? Ain't other Meyas over here? He's not Kofar Kol.
No, I'm saying why don't you have the Svara that ain't other Meyas. He couldn't be Kofar. He want to say two, because I've been saying two would have been Kofar Hakol.
Yeah, there's star. It's a Sloim. Sloim is two.
Oh, okay, right. So that's so you're saying that because even though normally we say ain't other Meyas, but here he would be Meyas because the mashmos and the star is mashma like it. So that's Taisa said, Avi Shaim Chaim, what should I mention? Kiva Mesha Veda. Shomer Shnayim near Yoiser Neman, the Fisher Star Messiah. That's the top Taisa. So that's, you see, that's why it makes a difference. If it already a difference, it made other differences. If it would have been like you said, that the number was erased, then you wouldn't have this thought of the Star Messiah. And then it wouldn't be Meshav Aveda. Right? The whole reason why it's Meshav Aveda, according to Rabbi Akiva, because you have a raya from the star that it's two. How do you have a raya from the star? Because no normal person, if you but then more than three, you would have written the amount. But if the case is like you said, you said that there was the amount was written and would be erased, then you wouldn't say the star is my sayaso. So then I don't think Rabbi Akiva would ever say it's Meshav Aveda.
Even Rebbe saying, even though he has a Mamanashach, because he could say that if it was erased, he would say Mamanashach. Either it's Slayim.
What?
In other words, Rebbe saying they would definitely write a number, I mean? Rebbe was saying if it was erased, it would definitely be a number greater than three?
No, it means he has no, he doesn't have a raya of, he doesn't have this far, the Shtar Misayoso. Here, a normal Meshav at Moda Mixis is not Meshav at Veda. Why not? Because we say Ain't other Meis.
Uh-huh.
Over here, we're saying a guy would be Meis because he has Shtar Misayoso. But the only reason why Shtar Misayoso is because the stomach of the star is mashma only two. But if it was a race, then the star is not mashma only two. The star is ambiguous. So then this would be a regular case of Maida B'mixas. And just like by a regular case of Maida B'mixas, no one ever says it's a Meshav Aveda. That's against the Torah. So this would be no different. So at least Rabbi Akiva, for sure, Rekiva would only be when the star is not erased. When the star was written, the Chatzila that way. I think so.
Okay.
So what's the Gemara say? That's just what's the Gemara want. Tani mi yitra shimara wazer oimer. Oh, behold, that mixes a tani shava. Taima damar shalosh. Hosh time potter. If it be shtai, it would be kai for hakol. It would be shalosh, it's kai. By star the gemayde behelechu, v'shemamine the behelech potter. So the Gemara is assuming. The Gemara is assuming Hoshtai and Potter. So the Gemara wants to know why is Shtai and Potter? So the Pashup shot, I would think the reason why Shtai is Potter is because you have a star, which is not a Hodah. But the Gemara is not assuming that way. The Gemara is assuming Shtai is Potter because it's Hedech. Right? That's what the Gemara is assuming. Very strange Gemara. So Mara is saying, Shmamine de la Potter. Okay, let's stop. The Gemara's Havmin here is very strange, but okay. This is this long, giant Rashi. And then the Gemara's Maskana is like I'm saying, is because that the Shtayim is Potter, because it's not really a Maid of the Mixes. But okay, but let's wait. Let's first see, let's go back. Okay, so Taisus, I wanted to do this bottom Taisus because I like these things that deal with me goods. Shmamine dehena pata. Oh no, I'm sorry, I can't do it. That's with the Gemara here. So we got to do that. Sorry, you have to do this Gemara. I thought it was later. So the Gemara wants to say again. So that's me. We have to read this Gemara. They have to read the Rashi. The Gemara is how mean it was. The reason why you're potter is because, hey, that's potter. So let's see Rashi. So no one denies. Start cause of the only thing that's not perish, become it, they can't start cause of the norm stop. He could have said two and he would have won. Right, so this Rashi is very schwer, but this is not our sugya. Because here Rashi says that Meshav Aveda is only a Ptur Midrabanan. So it's a schwer kind in Rashi before, when the Gemara asks, why isn't every Maida mixes Meshav Aveda? What's the kashim? The Meshav Aveda is only Minachamim. Right? Tysus is learning Pashib Shad. It's a Ptur Deraisa. Titus seems to say it's a Migui. And it's a Ptur Deraisa. That's the way Tysus seems to learn, Adaf Gimel. But here, Rashi over here at least is saying that Meshav Aveda is a Ptur Derabanan. Right? Tysus and Adaf Gimel. He didn't quote this Gemara, but Tavius and Daf Gimel learned that the Shaita over there, the Shaita was Rabbah Shaita is that you should have a Migui. I don't know, Tavius doesn't say the Farish that he argues on here, but Apashtus, he argues here too, Tysus.
Again, over here, Rashi seems to be learning that the two is not even in the picture. That this is a mitzi mitzia. It's not pshat. It's a migu. It's like, in other words, it's mamish like the third one is like the first one. He brings up a mitzia from mitzia, right? So we don't want somebody who walks in and finds somebody's wallet to have to now be subject to shvuos. Maybe he took something or something, right? He's not saying pshat is that it's a din of mitzia, right?
Wait. The Gemara is holding it is a mitzia that makes this. The only pshat is heilach. But the
Rashi now. I don't know.
Yeah, but the Gemara, Rashi's in the Gemara. Gemara is bringing a raya that Hedech is Pater. So that means that without the Ptur of Hedech, the Gemara is assuming that it would be, that even two would be Chayiv. Right? In other words, the reason why.
Is that from Rashi?
This is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rashimena was there, Omer Hova, Hoda, Mixasana, Yeshava. And Rabbi Akiva says that it's Halach. It's Meshav Aveda. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon HaOzer are only arguing by the case of three. But if they said two, everyone agrees you're Potter. So why are you Potter? So the Gemara's Havamina was that the reason why you're Potter is because it's Halach.
For both of them, how do we know both of them hold the same thing in the first two?
Yeah, because Pashup Shad is Rabbi Kiva is only adding that Rabbi Kiva holds as far as Meshav Aveda.
He's already Potter on two, so why does he need Meshav Aveda on three?
Because of the three, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that by three, you're Chayav because you're Moed the Bemixes. Two is not considered Moed the Bemixes because it's Halach, or because of the Maskana that there's no Hodah. So two, everyone agrees, is not a Hodah, either because it's Halach, or because of there's nothing to be, you weren't maida. We don't need your hoda. Rashima of three, we need your hoda. Therefore, Rashima of others says, since by three we need your hoda, therefore as a din of maida b'mixes, and it's not halach, so you're chayiv. Comes on Rabbi Akiva and says that I disagree by three because I have a svara meshav aveda. It means that Rekiva is only arguing by three. By two, there's no machlokes. Rekiva is the same as Shimon HaOzer. We don't want to make a double machlokes here. So let's see Rashi again. Einu had a gemesha veda. Mida havilena meimer shtayin. He could have said two. But shtar misayoso. And then the shtar would have misayoso. That's Lechari saying that. Why does he say Mishtar Mitzayaso? Even without Shtar Mitzayaso, he would win because he's Muksik. So Pashup Shad, he's saying it to answer Typhus's Kasha, because this is no ain other mayas. In other words, you need to start Mishayoso, otherwise you would say he wouldn't have said he didn't want to say two because it ain't other mayas. He said no, could have said two is star Mishayoso. Given it up here, initially karma advanced your time. But the hakma was just the fire, so the star is mashma too. To me, it's on base. Kimin Amar Gimo Mesha Veda. So now that he says Gimo, he's Mesha Veda.
He could have kept quiet.
Right, he could have kept quiet. And there's no, he's saying he could have kept quiet or he could have said two, whichever one you want. It sounds like he didn't think he could have said two.
Rashi says lo hutzrach lefarish. I thought that meant right, he could have kept quiet.
No. The hutzrach lefarish in the star. He's saying, why is the star misayoso? Shishtar the kakwa hutzuk lefarish in the star, not in his tiniest. He's saying like this, the habre memory shnaim, a star misayoso. How is the star misayoso? The kimin del pirish, because since it's not pirish in the star, the karim advaran shishtaim, why even the kakwa hutzuk lefarish? That's why when they wrote the star, they weren't mefarish in the star. Because apparently, you could really, according to the Gemara's half, I mean, at this point, you could really claim one and get away with one also. It's not like it's not mukhruch that it's two. That's a pashtus mash from the Gemara. That's why the Gemara held you need the Torah of Halach. Otherwise, it would not have them mixes.
How could you claim one if it says plural?
I'm assuming that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that the reason why your potter is Halach. Let me just read the next Rashi. Time of Damar Shosh, Kisal Kadai, the Hasha, the Maisi Tiufta, Midinaga Plutai Mishloshacham, Mishon Naga Lomar Mishnayim, Shnamine the Shnayim, the Makayle Rashiman Oazer, before Ashwazo, Kino Dosu Star Ksu, the Star Dami Shnayim, Asma, Komas Mother Star Hena, Kushrek Arkom, Mishubod Makas, Abu Yamar Shalosh, Slosh Milbal Paid, the Lav Star Ksuva, I don't know. The question is, okay, I don't know. The question is, what was the Gemara's Havamina? Why is Shtayim considered, if Chenech would be Chayiv, why would Shtayim be Chayiv? There's no, you couldn't be Kaifer Shtayim. So there's no, so there's no Hodah, there's no nothing. So either Pshat is the Hamina thought you could be Kofer Shtayim, or the Hamina thought even though you can't be Kofer, it's still considered Moda Mimixes. I'm not sure.
Why is that different, Rabbi Chiya? Why is that different than anything? You have two Edim. You have Edim saying that he's Chayiv too, and he's Chayiv in the next half. What's the problem? Yeah,
because by Edir, Pshat is you came along by Rabbi Chiya. You came along. Without the Edim, you would have assumed there was zero. So therefore, the Edim is coming and making a partial chiyuv. So that's Moed HaMemixes. But here, if you're going to tell me that the star by itself intrinsically means two, so there's no suffix on the two.
Now I'm saying by Halach, the second, the chiyuv, Halach says two is chayiv, right? Halach is chayiv, right?
Moshim Shat, this is better than Halach. Moshim Shad is there's no if it's no if the star said this what if the star would have said explicitly too? According to Gemara is half amina. Enoch is according to Gemara is half amina. If you had a star, right, that's what we're arguing about. According to Gemara is half amina, what would have been the din if you held Enoch is chayiv if the star said beferish too? I mean, I know you can have a case, you know. Then the guy the Malbatain is five. You know, somehow, I don't know the case exactly. But and there's Pasha Pshat, if the star says two, there's no money.
Better than Edom? Rebbe's trying to say the star. I'm sorry, Rebbe's trying to say their star is better than Edom or better than a non-Sahadi with all the bullets and all the guns. Rebbe's trying to say that the star is better.
By the star. I mean, I don't make up there. The Gemara itself says far. You keep memory of the Gemara. Mara says, read the story from the Gemara. Where it says, behold the guy, shall the food have a key with our men shall pay the pot, the rest of the money, the other guy, 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 the other That's because the Aiden are telling only two. Okay, that's something else. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so you're saying, okay, I maybe you're right. You're saying that even though the star is clearly saying two, that still can make a Taina Chashuva. Because okay, I don't know. I would be inclined to say, but okay, but it seems not
because right. What? What's the reason for that?
The question is as follows: when the star says Slaim, could the person have walked in and tainted one, and would he be believed in the Evet to say what? That's the question that we're arguing about. But if the Levite would have said, you know what, even though the star says Slaim Dinarim, that's just like the royal we. But it really was only one dinar. So would he be Naaman? Right? That's what we're arguing about. So if I was under the impression that he would be Naaman, therefore
that he would?
I was under the impression, I mean, maybe I was wrong, but I was under the impression that he would be Naaman, because even though the mashmos of the star is mashmatu, but it's not guaranteed, just like you can tell you that, just like the Malva could say it was more than two, it's five, the Leiva can say it's less than two and it's one.
A five could be included in it, but one is a contradiction to it.
Yes, I hear. That's why maybe I was wrong. I'm ready to admit that I might have been wrong. But I thought, the reason why I thought that way, I'll tell you why I thought that way, because I thought that if the star clearly says two, so it's like, that's even better than Heda. It's like, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Shaila. It's like, it's not Halem. That's not, there's nothing, there's no suffix. There's no issue. You know, there's not an issue. We walk in, we present the star. The star says the Pharisee, you're 0-2. Now the only issue, there's no issue on the two. So that two is not a Maida B'mixis. You can't say it's a Maida B'mixis. In the case of all this Adem, it's like the Baal Dover is Kaifer HaKol. So it's Shaykh to be Kaifer HaKol. Now, all this Adem is an external beer that's coming in and saying, you owe two. The case of the Mishnah, he's been Kaifer HaKol. He's saying, I pikudo shali. And if Slaim clearly means two, you can't be Kaifer HaKol. There is no, it's not, I thought you can't call that money the mixes. So therefore, I was under the impression that the guy could get away in tying to one. When he tying this two, he's making a Maida B'mixis. And therefore, it's a Maida B'mixis. And the only reason why you're potter is because of Heda. Okay. The guys are telling me that I'm wrong. And you know, I'm ready to admit that I could be wrong. I really did not learn this Gemara before. They're saying that no. And I agree that since it says Slaim.
Except seven times in the last 50 years.
Oh, okay, but I don't remember anything. So they're saying that since it says Slaim, and Slaim is Lashon Rabim, so since Slaim is Lashon Rabim, if the guy would say one, he wouldn't be Naaman at all. The star is clearly made two, and it made at least two, and he's not Naaman to say one. And Afal Pikein, it's called Maida B'mixis, because since the guy is a Taina Chashuva, because he's saying that loan that everyone knows is two, I say it's five. So that's like a Taina Chashuva. And it's the same as Heda. It's totally on the machlokes of Heda. I would have thought that this is much worse than Heda. And then, you know, and therefore, if, you know, so that's the Shaila. The Shaila is if Lu Yitzur, The din is that you can't deny taina one. Would this be considered a hedech or not? Okay, that's I don't know.
Well, according to the guys, how is it different than hadas edim where we don't look at it like taina chashuva?
No, the hadas edim we're assuming we do pass on rechia kamaisa, very pashtus. And even if not, it's because Yeshna Bakash Razama, I don't know, whatever, some funny svara. But so this is like a other Zaydis, yeah. It'll be like Pashas, we are agreeing with Rafia Kamaisa. I don't know whether what the at the end of the day we don't know. We don't know how we pass in Rafia Kamaisa. This could be going with Rafia Kamaisa. So it's the same as Ha'adis Eidus, except it's Ha'adis Eidus from the star. The star is Ha'adis Eidus on the two. That is what they're saying. They're saying that the star is Ha'adis Eidus on the two, and it's no worse than by the mixes. And I don't need that because he's made also himself. Okay, anyway, but.
I'm saying, Rishon ben Elazar, what would Sheshes say about this? I'm sorry. Sheshes would say that it's potter if he said two. I'm just saying, he said two. Sheshes would say he does have to swear, he doesn't have to swear.
If Sheshes holds, I forget it. Sheshes says, hey, that is potter. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, and Sheshes can't argue with a tana.
Well, yeah.
So the Gemara is asking a kasha on Sheshes. You, Sheshes says, hey, that is potter. So we have a kasha. Why is it? The Rav Shimon or other says that by three, you're chayit. Mashma, if you would have only said two, you're potter. I'm sorry. They're asking a kasha on Rav Shimon. They're asking a kasha on Rav Chia. They're asking a kasha on Rav Chia. Now they're bringing it right to Rav Sheshet. That the Rav Shimon or other says three is chayit. Hoshtai and potter. And the Gemara's Havamina was that the only reason why you're potter because it's Heda. Otherwise, you wouldn't be Chayiv on two. In other words, otherwise you'd be Chayiv on two also. Sorry. Now the Gemara is assuming that the only reason why you're potter on two is because it's Heda. But if without the Svar of Heda, you'd be Chayiv on two also.
So Rebbe was asking that we don't need halach here. That's what Rebbe was asking.
I was under the impression that if the person could not say one, then it's not even halach. It's like there's no suffix. I'll give you an example. Let's say, you know, they're my cow gored your cow. And there's a million witnesses. You know, there's a million witnesses that my cow gored your cow. The question is how much hezek it did. You said it did $5. It's clear it broke $5 worth of hezek. You know, and that's beferish. There's a million witnesses, and you know it's that it broke five. You know, the question is, you know, in other words, and let's say my cow gored your cow. The question of an imsa uba betzida. So you say that my cow killed the Ubra, and I say it didn't kill the Ubra. But everyone knows my cow killed your cow. That's not debatable, right? So would that be a case of Meida B'mixas? So, you know, would that be a case of Meida B'mixas? So you
know, that's Kulishli, that's Meida B'kol and Kofer B'kol.
So that's the question. In other words, I'm worried that I owe you $100 for the cow. Okay, but there's no shaita. There's nothing to shaita. I mean, I'm worried that because there's no question. There's a videotape. There's a million people. So there's so
well, unless we're saying that Hadas Eidim would also be considered Taina Chashuva, then it shouldn't be no different.
Yeah, I'm saying let's say Hadas Eidim is also Taina Chashuva. Yes. So
I thought we're talking about Shvua here. What's a Shvua gonna be? I have to swear that my cow didn't kill the baby.
I'm right there that my cow killed your cow. Does everybody owe you $100? The subject is, do I owe you the extra 50? So I was under the impression that if it's not shayach that you could be geifer, it's not shayach. There's no room under the sun to be geifer. Let's say a person divorced his wife, and the wife, that'd be a better case. Everyone knows Iksuva is 200. The minimum of Iksuva is 200. The wife says, you agreed to give me 250. And I say, no, I never gave you anything extra. I only owe you 200. So that's called Maida B'mixas. Parship Shah, that's not Maida B'mixas. He's not Maida to anything.
It's no different than Hadas Eidim, just like Hadas Eidim.
I think it is different than Hadas Eidim. Hadas Eidim, the Eidim are coming in and making a chiyuv. By the Ksuva, the chiyuv is there already. Everyone knows when you marry a woman, you're chayav iksuva of 200. That's given. So
there's definitely someone in the sheet who says that if you made down something that you couldn't have been kaifer, yeah, then it's not considered a modem mitzvah. There's definitely a sheet like that.
Okay. The sheet that we were talking about in the beginning of the year?
I would have to find it again, but I definitely saw that.
Right. So that would mean that in order for this Gemara to make sense, you have to say that you could theoretically say one. That's what I thought. But okay, that's where we're not clear about. But I don't know if that's true. We should do some research on this.
How does that help Rabbi's point?
Rabbi,
because you're telling me that if you can't be kaifer, then it's not a hoda. So if like the guys are claiming, and you claim that since the star is lashon plural, there's no way you could have tied to the O less than two. So then two is not a maida b'mixas. So what's the Gemara's raya to Rav Sheshes that Halef is potter? Maybe you're potter because you couldn't be maida. You couldn't be kaifer. And if the star says two, and you can't be kaifer too, so you can't be kaifer, so then it has nothing to do with Maida B'mixas, according to this sheet that you're quoting.
Okay, so that's a question that everybody had all along, but...
Right, so therefore, the way I would answer the question is to say that even though the star says Salon, you could still say one. And that's what I was assuming.
It is something that you are able to make it into a case that you are able to.
Right, now you're proving that I'm right. I mean, you're proving my side from the shita that you're quoting. If to me there's such a shita that a kfira on something, a hoda on something that you couldn't deny is not a hoda, so then what's a Gemara's raya that Hedef is potter? Maybe you're potter because you couldn't deny it, so it's not a hoda. So it must be that the Gemara is assuming that you could deny it, that you could tie into one. But it could be the other way. You know, we don't know.
Rabbi, the other day, a cousin of mine sent me in the Rambam Hilchos Ishus Parata Zion, Halacha Chav Hei, he meres pesulin iseisi, ve'ikir kusubasi masayim. And the Baal says, no, it was only 100. And Mahoya Baal Kain, whatever, a little part for the skip, but Mahoya Baal Kain, Yeshla Shbiu, Hatera, Mahoya Bemixas Hataina. He has to swear Mahoya Bemixas. And he can't deny that it was originally for sure 100. The argument is Besulo or Bulo, right? And that the Baal over there, whatever, all the Nice Kaelm are hacking on the whole Rambam. I'm going to say that is Mamadu Rebbe's talking about.
Okay, so you have to know what they say. If you tell me it's a Shvera Rambam.
No, the problem is if there's a Ksuba, it's a Ksuba on Karka, that's a Gemara later on. I don't want to bring that in. Okay, I'm just saying that.
What do they hack on the Rambam? Do they hack on the Rambam at this point because you couldn't be Kaifer? Or they hack because it's, what is the issue?
It's Shiba Karkos. The Rambam's trying to say that's before, before there's
okay,
a
mean,
they didn't
mean,
write Ksuba.
What about the fact that, like you were saying, that you couldn't deny 100, so that they don't hack about?
There's a long lach of Mishnah here. I can try.
Okay. Let's decide to leave it unclear.
Okay.
Rabbi, on this point, even if it is even if Hadas Edim is a Taina Cheshuvah and it is like Hadas Edim, it still won't help out Rav Shalit Sheshes by Halach, right?
Well, I don't find out. Sorry.
Because if it's like Hadas Edim, do Hadas Edim help him out by Halach?
What?
Does Hadas Edim, if Hadas Edim is Taina Cheshuvah, would that help out Rav Sheshes by Halach?
Rav Sheshes holds Halach is Potter.
Rav Sheshes holds Halach is Potter, so then why would it be Potter here?
Because this is, he's saying this is Halach.
Oh, if he's potter by two, okay, fine. I got it back.
Gemara wants to say that this is Halach. And the Gemara's Hamina was that the only reason to potter you is because of Halach. Without Halach, there's no reason to potter you. So they have the Gasha. Why by two are you potter? Mm-hmm. It should be Chayav. It must be because of Halach. So they have a raya that Halach is potter. That's a Gemara.
What would Rav Sheshes say by Hadas Edim?
Let's assume for argument's sake that he holds that Hadas Edim is Chayav. Hadas Edim is not Halach. How do we understand that?
Why is Hadas Edim any more of a reason to Chayav Shua than Halach?
Because we don't understand. That we said in the beginning, but that's clear in the Gemara. Rav Sheshes is not arguing Rav Chia Kamaisa. Rav Sheshes says Halach is Potter, but he agrees to Rav Chia Kamaisa that others say this is Chayiv. Rav Chia is like a Tana. Sheshes is not arguing with Rav Chia Kamaisa. It's not the two machlokesim of Halach Chayiv and Halach Potter and Rav Chia Kamaisa are not totally Zebizah. So
right here in this case, if the shtar acts similar to Edim.
But it's better than Edim. Rashi says it's better than Edim because the shtar has a karko of mishubodim alkach. By Edim, there's no shibun on karka. So therefore, that's what makes it like Halach. Because if it's in the shtar, then you have a shiba karka ready. The kol mashpah shtar halachu. So since the shtar is mash, it's halach. So therefore, it's already shiba karkos. And the shiba karkos, so then it's halach, right? Rashi pashtus is mashpah not like me, because if you could tie it one, then why is it shiba karkos already on two? So Parshat Shad, the Gemara seems to be saying not like I said. I'm a little getting
so. Therefore, worried. It would mean that he can only tie a two, but we're still going to say it's like Halach.
He can only I don't know. We're leaving it unknown. Could he have tied it one? Pashtas in the Gemara cannot tie to one. But I just a little bit worry about that. Weary.
Isn't there a famous case of Chitin and Sohr or something?
Assuming he cannot tie to one, so it's still considered, it's the Gemara is saying it's Maida Bemixis, except the only reason why it's not Maida Bemixis is because of Halach. That's the Gemara. So the question...
Would there be a difference if he tied to two or if he was quiet? Would they be the same halacha?
I don't know. Pashas is the same thing. I don't know. I don't know if he could be quiet. The guy's saying five. You have to answer him. But
let's say he says nothing. So then it goes totally in the shtar. It's not dependent on his words at all. Okay, so then it's not like Halach.
I don't know. I don't know what happens if the person tied is and you don't say anything. It's probably how Dawes bowed in. I don't know. But the Gemara seems to say that two would be made of a mixes, except that there's a shine of Halach. The reason why it's Halach is because it's in the shtar, and the shtar has a din if a karka is mishubadim. And since the karka is mishubadim, it has a din of Halach. So since it has a din of Halach, so therefore, the Gemara's having it was that the reason why you're potter because it has a din of Halach. Okay, so meanwhile, that's the Gemara. Okay, then let's go back to this typhus. I still wanted to get to this typhus. I have my, okay. So Gemara says, it's skipping back to David Amun Aleph, the bottom Taisus. Shema minei dehena pater. In Toimar, yeinem and bishlov, b'migoy di'ipoy amar shtayim. What's his kasha? Kasha is that he has a migui.
Is that like Rashi's kasha with Meshu Aveda? I'm saying.
Very, I don't know. Right?
I'm saying Gemara says Meshu Aveda over here. By over there by Rab, it doesn't say Meshu Aveda. Over here, the Gemara says Meshu Aveda by Bari Vekiva. Right?
Vekiva. I don't. Pashup Shat, Taibis Kasha, makes no sense. Why don't Taibis ask
Kasha? Isn't there a difference in his Shemute?
Why don't Taibis ask his Kasha, right? By every Maida B'mixes. Every Maida B'mixes. Why don't you have a Migoy Diboy Amar Shtayim?
So, but when he goes with the Shtar, the Shtar is Samechim, you don't not say they're saying his Shemute. There's no Shemute there.
That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Ena Gemesh of Aveda Potter. So Pashup Shat. Okay. Does everyone agree? Is that such a Pashut of Svara? Like Taibis holds that Rabbi Akiva's Svara is such a Pashut of Svara. In other words, Rekiva says Eina Gemesh Aveda. So Rekiva is Kufa saying a chiddush that even though normally by Moda B'mixes we don't give you a din amigui, but here since the Shtar Messiah we give you a amigui. But it's funny, like what's Taibis's kasha? Me'efi Taisi that Taibis is so adamant. Who says that everyone agrees to Rabbi Akiva's Svara?
Because normally when he says two, we say he's only saying two because of Ishtamute. But here he has a Shtar to back him up. So we don't have
I understand, but that was Rabbi Akiva's Svara, but you could hear a Svara. That for it there's more ha'aza to say three than to say two and to say three. The reason why is there also Pashup Shad ain't other mayas if they bow kaiva. So okay, I know Rashi says because you did me a favor. Taiva says because Makir Bishikro. So whatever, but the more you're kaifer, there's more haza, right? We always assume that the more you're kaifer, there's more there's haza. So you know, even though Pashup Shad is psychosov. We're assuming that the Malv is telling the truth, that there really was five. And that's why it's Mechai B'Shvua. Now you come and say, well, I got a Migui. What's my Migui? I could have said two. No, you didn't want to say two, because assuming the Malv is, assuming, you know, you want to use the Migui to slug up the Malv is tiny, and therefore not to have to swear. So think, if assuming the Malv is telling the truth, so whatever reason, we didn't bother writing the amount in the shtar. So you're causing a greater haza. So
well, one second. But let's say the shtar said two. Let's say it said two. It did say two in it. But he says he really owed me three besides the ones in the shtar. And therefore, I'm saying to him that I only have what's in the shtar. So then it would be pushed to be like a case of koifer akol. And Kaifer and saying yes on everything, then it splits it up. Then there's no shvua to say anymore. So therefore, he has a migu.
That's not the case. We're talking about
he's saying it is the case when it says stam sloim. It's the same thing as if it says two sloim. He has a shtar to back him up.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't hear Tavis. I don't know what Davis is gashing, so I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm a little bit lost, if Rabbi could help. What's the difference in Master? Which Mamma the Hilich Potter, Yehi Nema B'Migoy, nobody's arguing on that, and Taisus Kasha. And the second thing is that Taisus says, Yehi B'Migoy, we're talking about Shvua. We don't use Migoy to Lakhtur Mishvua, according to Taisus. Yes,
we do. According to Taisus, we do.
We do use Shvua. Rabbi was Now,
see, that's Tesis Kashi. Tesis is Nemer Bisholish. I'm saying Tesis doesn't ask about Shavua. The point is, Tesis is not asking about Shavua.
We're asking Nemer Bisholish.
Yeah, Nemer Bisholish doesn't say Nemer that. After him, Shavua. Tesis
should say Nemer. He should be Nemer and Potter and Shavua.
He doesn't see that.
Yeah.
Tesis doesn't know how to talk. He doesn't have enough.
That you shouldn't have to swear, because I could have said shtayim. According to the Havamina, that shtayim is heilach in Potter. In other words, Tzivos apparently, what sounds like this, that Tzivos thought in his Havamina that the reason why the Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, see, we didn't really read the next Tzivos. Rabbi Akiva says, Eino Kamesha Veda. So Tzivos has a kasha. The next Tzivos, why is it Meshav Aveda? Because you could have said two. But if you would have said two, you would have been Chai Veshua. So it's like a roommate Goma Harim, whatever. It's a very, Rabbi Akiva is a little bit funny. Because if the Gemara wants to say, that the Gemara is a tzad to say that two's Chayiv. So if you say two's Chayiv, so then Rabbi Akiva doesn't make sense so much. So Parshib Shat said, okay, so that's Gup of Shan, the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that you can't give a migui, because since two's chayiv, so there's no migui. It's a roommate come arif. But if you say that two is potter, so then Tzivos has a problem that everybody should agree to Rabbi Akiva. That three has a migui of two. I just don't understand the kasha, because what's this different? And every meshav avei, every modem and mixes, you have a migui, you could have said a slower amount, and we say another meyer. So what's Tzivos' big kasha?
Tzivos doesn't say a word about meshav avei.
Tzivos is asking migui. Parshib shat, Tzivos holds meshav avei, just for the record. Parshib shat, Tzivos holds meshav avei is migui, I think. But okay, it's not really relevant. But he's asking us migui. But I think Tzivos Shita in many places is that we add on Daf Gimel that Tzivos learned that the Lashon Meshav Aveda meant migui. When Tzivos, I think that Yigufa quoted this Gemara that when they were Rishonim, were bringing a Raya migui after Mishua Amrinen, and then they were bringing this Gemara and they learned that Akiva meant migui. But okay, anyway, let's read the Tzivos.
Rabbi, can we query Tyson's answer also? Because it sounds like Rabbi's kind of borrowing from Tyson's answer. Because Tyson's answer says that it's really like Kaifer HaKol, and therefore it is a might have been mixed.
Yeah, but Tyson's answer is not really. Let me read, Now that we're saying that Shtayim is Potter because of Heda, so then you have a Migoy, you could have said two, and you've been Potter. So believe me when I say three with a migui. Yeshlomar kimin eidah potter. If eidah is potter, im yomer shnayim have they kofer hakol. They know the meis. So im yomer shnayim have they kofer hakol. They know the meis. It would be like kofer hakol. It would be like Kofer HaKol and ain't other mayas.
This is sheet is ain't other mayas even without Kofer HaKol. I thought that we saw that from the other Tzivos.
But when your Tzivos said before that there's more ha'aza by Kofer HaKol than by Maida B'mixas.
Yeah, true. Right.
But the problem is, even in Tzivos' answer, Tzivos says, have a Kofer HaKol. What do you need that it's Havle Kofer HaKol? Even let's say it would be Kofer HaKol. I was saying Poshet that the more every Maida B'mixas, you say I owe you 100. I owe you 75. The Maida B'mixas, I have to swear. Why don't I say I'm Potter? Because I could have been Maida, I only owe you 70. I could have been Maida, I only owe you 60. I could have been Maida, I only owe you 50. So there's no migui there because
you still have to swear.
What?
Because you still have to swear. Even if it was true that you had said 50 or 60, right, you would still have to swear because you were maidan and partial.
Yeah, but then you just have to swear okay. that you owe a prutza. You just have to swear you owe a prutza, and that's it.
So you're saying that really there is a good migli in that case. I thought the reason why you're saying that the real, if that's in a far of arumi gomaharim, you'd really have a ptur migli. Because that's what you're saying. Okay, maybe you're right. Now you're saying this. Every time I made the mixes, I say I owe 50. I could have said I only owe 30. So really, I should have a migli. Except if you're going to give me a migli, then I arumi gomaharim. And the Gemara and the Havamina didn't know arumi gomaharim. But okay, but the Gemara, he said, the reason why you're potter, you don't have a migli, is arumi gomaharim. I thought the reason why you don't have a migli is because it takes more haza to say 50 than to say 50 is more other than 60. So this is where so we're arguing. So you're saying no, it's not true. 50 is no more other than 60. As long as you're not kaifer hako, it's not haza. The reason why normally you have to swear it's arumi gomaharim, but here there's no arumi gomaharim because you could have said two, and two you're potter because of haydus. So two is potter because of haydus. So then I should have a migui because it's. The hamina was two is a shtiko moida, so there's no the hamina. Tavis hamina was that there's a little bit of there's no ha'aza can moida something, so there's not that much ha'aza. And the reason why and there's no arumi gomaharim because two is also part.
So answer choices. No, it's really quite for akol.
Right, but so this is not what I was answering. I was saying that I don't understand Tavis' kasha because I'm under the assumption. That just like that it's not just that kaifer hako is more a uzza than maida b'mixes, but the more you're kaifer, there's more a uzza. That's what I was assuming. Now, if assuming that is true, then Davis has no gasha. Right? Now you're going to tell me that Davis disagrees with me. How many times am I going to be told this I'm disagree with today? You know. You want to disagree with? I don't know that. I thought that's what we assumed, that the more you're mayis, the more there's haza. But you say
maybe that, if we make an assumption, can we ask a question on Tosis based on the assumption if there's an easy out to the answer for Tosis?
Well, let's see. They talk here about this Tosis. So we, you know, before and we're running, you know, let's make that question. Now there's Tosis, even if his answer says Kiva Dahina Potter, so it's considered Kaiper Hakel. So why does he, and it'll be another maze. Tavish, according to me, Tavish could just say, nothing to do with Hayda Potter. Since you're being kaifer, it's a little bit, you're being kaifer.
Okay. And what's wrong with saying that it's not that it, his initial assumption is not because of the fact that Shtar backs him up?
What?
Meaning, because even in a regular case of Hayla?
No, I'm under the impression, okay, you know, again, maybe I was under the impression that a person has more ha'aza. The more you're kaifer, there's more ha'aza. So I didn't understand Tavis's kasha. Tavis has a very, very simple answer to Tavis's kasha. Just like we say, there's no migui of kaifer hako because they know the maze. So there's more aza. Why is there more aza? Because you're backing up. The more you deny, there's more aza. So you want to say no. So the guy will tell me no. Tavis holds, but the only time there's more aza is if you're kaifer hako. But if you're not kaifer hako, there's no more aza. Okay. I don't know. I never.
Why can't it be that maybe that there is more aza, but if I have a starter backing me up, then there isn't more aza?
Because where does Tavis make that up for him to ask Akasha, and then what's his answer? In other words, he's just making up things. Who tells you that that this is such a good svara that the star is backing you up? So just say that it's not a good svara that the star is backing you up. Davis can't ask Akasha based on no raya, and his answer is anyway just saying that even when the star is, even though the star is backing you up, you wouldn't do it because it's a aza. So you see in his answer, you don't have that svara. So
why can't that be his chiddush?
So that's not what he's saying. It's chiddush because it's considered like kofer hako. He says it's have like a kofer hako.
Even though he is a shtar to back him up, we're still considered like kofer hako.
But according to me, he doesn't have to say it's like kofer hako. He could have just said that there's more ha'aza. And he doesn't say anything about it, even though the shtar is backing him up. That's what he says, explain Rabbi Akiva. But he doesn't bring in the shtar back up to get to Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't say.
What about if it's gufa because the shtar is backing him up? It's like kofer hako.
It doesn't say that. He says it's because it's like kofer hako because it's kofer, because it's heinech.
The same svara as far as the shtar backing up.
I have to read what Taisus says. I'm sorry.
I understand, but it's the same svara. The svara is that we separate into. Like the sheet that we were talking about in the beginning, the sheet that we didn't really cover. There's a concept that if you can break it up into there's kofer hako and moida hako, that breaks it up into two separate things. Halach does that potentially.
Yeah.
Right? Can Halach potentially do that? Halach breaks it up into that it's not. So therefore, he says three. It would be theoretically a regular case of moida mix us. Except in this case, because he has the shtar to back him up, he would be believed when he said two, and therefore he should have a migu. And your choice is no, he doesn't have a migu because we view them as two separate things. And therefore, on the first two, he has one chiyuv, and on the third one, the extra from two to three, we look at that as a separate zach, and therefore that's a motive mixus on the five. On between taking from two to five.
Okay, anyway, let's wait. There's a big Nachas David on this Taisus. There's a giant Nachas David. So let's look at the Nachas David. Nachas David he asked my gosh. Well, you know, something I had so crazy. There's a Nachas David on this Taisus. Is that
something that we could possibly sense us? I don't have a Nachas David on Bav Netzia.
Okay, you don't need a Nachas David. I'm sure you must own the Biyurim Biyunim, and it's called in the Biyurim Biyunim.
I can't find my copy, Revi. I don't know what happened to it.
I was only teasing you. Okay, I'll try and do it right now. I'll make a copy of the Nachas David and send it. So I like to see the Nachas David on this Taisus. And we'll start with there.
Is this Taisus tied to the next Taisus?
It's not really. It's on the standard. But we get to the next line of Taisus, Rabbi Akiva will be tied to the next Taisus. Yes. Because Rabbi Akiva, you have to understand China Rabbi Akiva.
No, I'm saying, I don't know what Taisus is asking the next. I'm sorry.
And here we're going to decide Hedach is Potter. So it's really not tied to the next Taisus. Because next Taisus was only on the side of Hedach is. Okay, so I'll send the Nachas David. Let's try and read the Nachas David.
Yeah, but even in this Taisus, he tries to answer at the end to explain Rabbi Akiva.
Right. Right. Because after what he, because once he says what he says, Rabbi Akiva Shver. Okay. Anyway, let me send you around the Nachas David, and we'll read it tomorrow. It's a little Taisus, but a big Nachas David. It's quite a long Nachas David, so we'll see.
I mean, some of the biggest sugyas are small Taisus then.
Yes, that's it makes life easy. Okay, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Rebbe, can I ask you one question before Rebbe goes? Rebbe has the one.
Yes.
I just want to, on the last sugya, I know Rebbe sent out the sheets. So thank you so much for sending out the Rebbe's write-up of the.
I already forgot the last sugya.
Oh.
They have a big Hanukkah vacation.
I really, Rebbe happened to mention the last share to me just a few no's. I think it was no, 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 and then a few more no's about Taisus Kasha being that it's a non-sahadi lahai, non-sahadi lahai, that's what Taisus was learning. I'm just trying to find, Rebbe seems to be saying that in that first step of Taisus Kasha, that it was going on because of its and that was the original Taisus Kasha, right?
It wasn't
Tana Tuna.
Yeah.
I mean, in Tana Tuna, right?
Yeah.
The reason why we slugged up the Gemara over there, right? Taisus was saying the reason why we can't go with Rechiv Kamaisa, I was saying because Anansahad Lahai, Anansahad Lahai. And then Rebbe said a few no's that we're talking about Hachashav Azama was the reason why. Right. I'm trying to find anybody who says that reading in Taisus over there or anybody like that, because everybody I see is saying Anansahad Lahai, Anansahad Lahai. But is Rebbe, where does Rebbe get that step from that Taisus doesn't know about it? That Taisus is going back to the Gemara originally.
Of Anansahad Lahai, Anansahad Lahai is a kasha and all the pshatim.
I know, so Taisus deals with that.
So that's not the shlug up to Rav Chiya Kamaisa, because it shlugged up the same Rav Chiya Bas Raisa. There's no difference.
But why is it a hechach to say that somehow Taisus is going back to the Gemara, and the Gemara is perfectly good? The Gemara is perfectly good. That Sada Shava, Rav Chiya Kamaisa is proven. It's perfectly good. Why we think that Rav Chiya Kamaisa has any questions on him? The only thing we have.
The Gemara said, well, that's what Taisus says. I think that you have to read the whole Taisus. Taisus says, the Fiza, the end of life is all the Kamar Delo. All the low comer tata kamaisa, mishum the maidatav is chashiv gahoda.
Right, this
and that's not Rav Chiya Kamaisa.
Because I think they're learning in the Yesh
Lamaida. The Gemara, this is not the Pircha. Before the Masik Pircha, Kehecha den Ansad in Ay, and Ansad in Ay. He's saying that's not the Pircha. Zu lo haisa. That's Taisus. So he was saying the Pirch of an Ansad in Ay is answered with the Rabbanan. And there's a different reason why we don't hold the Rav Chiya Kamaisa.
Right. What's that difference? Because we're saying now, but Maida, right?
Because we're saying that because it's Hodah is different. Hodah is different. Hodah, what we were trying to explain, that because Hodah is more chamer than Edom, because Edom is Yeshnev HaKashav HaZama.
So that line, where's Rabbi C? Where's anybody say that line?
Everybody says that line. That's what I mean.
HaKashav HaZama?
I think so.
I thought they were saying more that the Maida was dafka was shtelling avek that halach, but that's this is where I'm trying to learn the sugya.
Okay, that's what I think that line means.
Okay, very good.
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
All right.